we're pointing out the difference between Kiddush the night of Pesach and Kiddush all year round is Kiddush all year round, one can make early Shabbos after Plag HaMincha Tosefes Shabbos, but early Pesach, since we compare the matzah takes the place of the Karban Pesach, Berev Tochu Matzo, so the Shulchan Aruch brings down one should wait until nighttime, either because it's one of the four cups, as the Magen Avraham pointed out, or like the Taz says, because you need Kiddush B'makom Suda. I mean, there's a leniency and a stringency with each. The leniency, according to the Magen Avraham, is, let's say I didn't make Kiddush early. I didn't know, so then you could be Yotzei your Kiddush, just have to wait until nighttime and make another Bor Pi HaGafen and have it. According to the Taz, you'd make a new Kiddush. And secondly, on the backside of it, so according to the Magen Avraham, that the four cups are compared to the Karban Pesach, so not only do you have to begin it at nightfall, but you should finish everything by Katzos, by midnight. In other words, not just that, you know, not the end of the Haggadah you could do as late as you want, but according to the Magen Avraham, the leniency, if you make Kiddush early, you would say, because it's nothing to do with Kiddush, but Dawud Kosos are compared to Matzah and Maror, so you should finish the Seder, at least the halachic part of the Seder, Hallel. In fact, that's what Rav Schachter used to always like saying, like when his kids were younger, like when they went to Breuer's, or, so, you know, well, adults do it also. Oh, and what time did your Seder finish? Oh, my Seder finished 1 o'clock. Mine 2 o'clock, mine 4. I went straight to the next day. And his kids said, oh, we finished by 12 o'clock. Because the Shechter went with Tosis. So you have to finish your Seder by Chatzos. It's not just eating the matzah. So that's the Kula and the Chumra. So that's one difference, is that we have to wait a little later for Kiddush than we do every Friday night. Another difference is, who has to drink from the four cups of wine? So again, to all year round, it's enough. Hamakadesh sarach sheyitom. The one who makes the Kiddush, that person, let's say you're a regular Friday night, you're at home, someone else's house. So you, strictly speaking, you do not have to drink from the Kiddush cup. It's a nice hit. If you want to have some, you can, but you don't have. The halacha is, the person making Kiddush, minimally speaking, if he drinks the requisite amount, which we'll get to, what is the requisite amount? That's it. No one else has to drink.
It's one
ribbit,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a ribbit. We'll see. We'll get to in a second how much it is. That'll be the third difference, how much one has to drink. But before I get to how much, who has to drink? So what about Leil Pesach? That'd be great. Isn't that a good way out of drinking four cups? Just watch me drink, watch you drink, and that's it. So Tosis says, yeah. Tosis says, Maishna mikiddush kol hashana. Why should the four cups the night of Pesach be any different than all year round? If you listen, we have a principle, Shomei Kohen, you listen. So that's Tosis seems to reject at the end, but at least in his Havamina, that's what he says. And the Rambam says, no. Every person has to drink from the cup. So we pass something like the Rambam, that by all year round, one person, you know, you could be Yotzei Kiddush by listening to someone else and watching them drink. However, the night of Pesach, everyone has to drink their own cup of wine or grape juice. We'll get to what it has to be. So that's the second. So first difference is Kiddush has to be later as opposed to early. The other difference is that all year round, you don't have to drink at all. Tonight, you have to drink. The third difference is, how much do I have to drink? So, generally speaking, forget about how much you have to drink. How big does the cup have to be, the kos? So, generally speaking, it needs to be a revius. I mean, revius is a nice term, and you have a whole range from what size is a revius. I think the most lenient opinion I heard was 2.5 ounces, to the Chazon Ish is 5 ounces. You know, so roughly, you know, I think Ramosha goes for 3.3, others go for 3. So generally speaking, on a mitzvah and a Torah, you could take a little stricter shiur on a mitzvah drabbanan, and simple pshat is Kiddush on Yom Tov, it's only Darabanan. I mean, see, if you have 3 ounces, 3.3, you'll be fine. You know, if you want to be Machmir, anywhere up to five. There is a downside to being too Machmir. Maybe it's an upside for some people. But so let's assume the cup has to hold a Revius. So again, let's just call it 3 ounces, just to keep it simple. But, you know, others would say it's a little bigger, a little smaller. So let's say your cup has to hold a Revius, 3 ounces. So how much, so Friday night, how much do you have to drink of the cup? Every Friday night, how much do you have to drink? When you make Kiddush Friday night, how much, let's assume you're drinking, how much is the one who was making Kiddush have to drink? So the halacha is Rov Revius. So in practical terms, it means, so let's assume your cup is a Revius. So let's say let's assume 3 ounces is a Revius, so 1.5 and change, you know, a drop over 50%, so that's all one has to drink. And let me point out, it's whether you make Kiddush on a 5 ounce cup, a 20 ounce cup, I don't know, maybe they're 50 ounce mugs, I don't know. You could pick your poison, you could fill up 6 bottles, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't change how much you have to drink. So therefore, if you have a nice Kiddush cup you want to use, and like you want to pour the, but it's not an issue. The Ramban's opinion is, even Friday night, you have to drink roll. We don't paskin that way. So halacha l'maaso, every Friday night, as long as you, so it's not that much to drink, no matter if you take the Chazan Ish's Revius or Rechayim, no, it doesn't make a difference. That's one issue, how big the cup has to be. It has to be a Revius. But then how much do you have to drink? So then, obviously, if the Chazan Ish says 5 ounces of Revius, if you drink a little more than 2.5, so then according to him, you'd have to drink a little more, but it still would only be a Rov Revius. So by Friday night, the cup has to be a Revius, and you only have to drink Rov Revius. What about Leil Pesach? So you have another debate between the Bali Tosis and the Rambam. So Tosis says, yeah, it's the same as Kiddush all year round. You drink a Rov Revius and call it a day. As we said, Tosis says you don't even have to drink, but we don't paskin like Tosis, and we're not going to paskin like this Tosis. I mean, b'di'evit, you'll have the Tosis to rely on. And the Rambam paskins, you have to drink the whole cup, because it's a din. So what's the Brisker Rav points out? What's the machlokas here, the Bali Tosis and the Rambam, on whether you have to drink the Rov Revius? It's the same as every Friday night, or do I have to drink again the whole cup? And we have a principle Ruva Kakulo, so minimally you drink 51%, so that's like drinking the whole cup, but. Yeah, so what's the machlokas? So the Brisker Rav points out, the issue is, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosis? In other words, is Dalet Kosis like a din in Kiddush, meaning the halacha is really, let's say Friday night, the ikar is the Kiddush, is Kiddush B'dvarim, that's the deraisa. And we want to give it chashivas, we want to give it importance, so we hope we do it over a cup of wine. We do many things, you know, at a wedding, over a bris, we like making blessings over. The Bari Priya Gafen is more incidental, meaning once you make it, you got to drink, but it's there to give chashivas to the event. Is that why or no? Do I say no? There's a chova shtia. No, it's different. It's a chiv to drink. It's not a mitzvah to have 4 cups sitting around on your table and say brachas over it, read the Haggadah over it, but it's a chova shtia. You have to drink. So that's the Tosus holds. It's basically a choves adibor where the wine is this incidental, and the Rambam holds that the choves. So according to Tosis, it's the same thing as Kiddush. You're making a blessing and you need a cup of wine. The cup of wine is incidental, so you just Rov Revius is enough. But according to the Rambam, you have to drink, so the mitzvah is to drink 4 cups. So l'chatchila, you got to drink the whole cup. But the evidence, you drink, you know, 51%. That's why, that's a double machlokas, Rambam and Tosis. Either the one, so we assume that everyone has to drink in contrast to the rest of the year, and we assume that it's a chovas shtia that you have to drink optimally a whole cup. But if a whole cup's too much, then 51%. That's why it's important. As I said, regarding Kiddush, whether you use a 10-ounce mug, a 20-ounce, that doesn't make a difference. But as I said, it's either going to be good or bad, depending how much you want to drink Lael Pesach, and if you want to make it to the end of the Seder. If you're using a 20-ounce mug, I mean, if you want to drink 80 ounces of wine that night, I don't know. Assuming you could hold your liquor, I don't know. But that's the point is, you have to be careful. I mean, assuming that you shouldn't have, the cup should, has to be, your cup has to be, you can't use a shot, you know, 1 ounce cup. You have to use a revius, but you should be careful to try to get as small as possible within one, because since the halacha is lechatchila, the whole cup, at least 51% in a cup. So if you have a 20-ounce cup, that's a lot of wine to drink four times for people who don't usually drink that much. For others, you know, not, you know, for others maybe that's not, it's not a lot. So either way, so therefore we assume, like the, so we assume that everyone has to drink, and we assume that you have to drink a l'chadchila, the whole cup, but at least rov kos. And that's why you should try to have a, you know, try to have a normal size kos that has to hold a revius. But you don't want it. You don't want it too big. So we have. So we have three differences so far. We have number one, we can't make Kiddush early Lael Pesach in contrast to all year round. That in contrast to all year round, Hamakadesh Sarak, only the one who makes Kiddush really has to drink. I mean, it's a nice hinder if you want to, if the other people want to get up from the cup of wine. But Meikar Adin, whoever makes Kiddush drinks, or at least. And we, well, the order is if one person has to drink, so either l'chadchil or the one who makes Kiddush. If the person's making Kiddush, some reason can't, doesn't want to drink or can't, so then you could give it to someone else in the crowd to drink the appropriate amount. And if there's not one person, so shtiyas kulan mistarfin. So then you give out the shot glasses, everyone drinks a little, and then you combine. That's the order in terms of all year round. Preferably the one making Kiddush drinks the requisite amount. If he can't, give it to someone else who can. And if it's not one person, then you combine everybody. But the night of Pesach, we assume that you have to drink. So that's why, so it comes out that we, so it comes out that according to the, so we basically combine the Rambam and the Bali Tosis. Because the Tosis sheet is, there's no mitzvah per se of drinking Dalet Kosos. In fact, there's no source in the Bavli about Dalet Kosos at all. Rashi and Pshak and Kosi Yushalmi, different sources, the four Lashoners of Geula, the cups of Paro, but in the Bavli itself, there is no source of Dalet Kosos. It's based on Yushalmi. But so what's the, so the coin to Tosis, it's basically a bracha. Four times in the Haggadah, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim O'Dvar of Harbe, we have a mitzvah of saying, besides saying the Haggadah over the Matzah, but we have four places where we say the Bo'er Priya Guffin. We have over the Kiddush, you have the Magid, you have the Birkas HaMazon, and the Hallel. So it's basically a mitzvah of Dibor, and once you make the coast, you have to drink it, but it's fundamentally like Kiddush all year round. And the Rambam holds, no, it's a chi of shti, you have to drink four cups. So we basically combine, we meaning, so there's a machlokas, svardim, and ashkenaz, all agree you drink four cups. The question is, how many brachas do you make, Lael Seder? How many borei pri hagafens do you make? So if you're Ashkenaz, you know you make four. That, by the four places, by Kiddush, by Magid, by Birkas HaMazon, and Hallel. However, Svardim only make two. They make one in three. They make a Kiddush, they don't make the second one, and they make the third, but not the fourth. What's the Machlokas? Svardim Ashkenaz, whether you make two or four. So the Svardim hold that there's a, this is the din of Hefsek. This is like we have a minhag at a wedding. We read the ksuva in between the kiddushin, the suin. Because why? Because they want to create an interruption. But the real the ksuva, they don't have to read a ksuva at a wedding. That's just, they picked reading a ksuva as a good way to create a Hefsek. I think as Rav Schechter once said, even a monkey can read the ksuva. It's not a halachic problem, but The issue is that the point is to create a hefsek. So over here, the Sfarim say, well, what are you making a second bracha for? You just made a kiddush, you made a bo'er priya guffin, and the assumption that you had in mind, it's going to cover the whole thing, so you don't need another bo'er priya guffin. We go with the Bali Tosis that, no, it's four independent mitzvahs. The takana was to make a bracha at four different parts of the Seder. So that's one thing. So we go with Chumrah, we follow Tosis and the Rambam. With Machva, like the Rambam, that we actually have to drink the four cups. Everyone has to drink. But with Machmir, like Tosis, that we need four brachas, not two, because it's not an issue of a hefsek, it's an independent mitzvah. And Chazal instituted the dalakosis, it's not enough to drink. You know, bottom line, it's a discussion, we pass it if you drink the four. If you drink Dawud Kosas Bavas Achas, then you're not Yotze. But if you drink four Kosas, even like you separate them, we Chachili should do it at the right time. But for some reason, you messed up the order, you drank at the wrong time, depending where you drank it. So then, as long as you need at least a separation, it can't be all at one time. So with strict, like the Bali Tosas, that we make four Bo'er Priya Guffins, because that's a Takana, to make Bo'er be a coffin four times during the Seder, and with Machmer like the Rambam, that we actually have to drink it. It's not enough that someone else drinks. So therefore, we have Machmer, so we have the four, the Svarim only go with two brachas, one and three. We assume it's not a matter of, it's a independent mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah, I have to make a bracha. It's not the normal, Alts didn't have sick, they're right. There's no reason to be making four brachas. You can make the two brachas, but it's an independent mitzvah to make a bracha. That's the mitzvah of Dawud Kosis, to make the bracha at that time. So to summarize, so we have some major differences between Kiddush Leil Pesach and Kiddush Ol Yireh. Number one is the Zman. Ordinarily, we can make early Shabbos, but on the Leil Pesach, because it's the Karban, the Matzah is compared to the Karban Pesach, etc., so therefore you have to wait till Laila. And normally, HaMavarach Sarach, the one who makes Kiddush has to drink, no one else. Leil Pesach, we say everyone has to drink. And we say how much, normally all year round, Rov Revius, 51%, well, I shouldn't say 51%, a Rov Revius, not of how big the cup is, but you only have to drink a majority of Revius, no matter how big the cup is. But on Pesach, we say you have to drink the whole cup. L'chadchila, b'di'evad, you should drink at least 51%, because we owe it to Chol Vashtiyah. And we said, so who drinks it, and how much you have to drink in the machlokas, whether four brachas or two brachas.